And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 18th of July, 2015. It's the birthday of Hunter S. Thompson, born in Louisville, Kentucky, 1937. Father died when he was in high school. The mother, alcoholic, son turned to crime. He was arrested for robbery. The judge gave him a choice, prison or the military. So he joined the Air Force, started writing articles for the base newspaper, and when he got out, he took newspaper jobs, any that he could get. His break came in 1964. The Nation magazine hired him to write about the Hells Angels, and the piece he wrote turned into a book deal. He used his advance to buy a motorcycle, rode around the country, wrote about the bikers he met. The book came out in 1967, and it became a bestseller. He was a journalist, Hunter S. Thompson, who was the hero of his own stories, stories in which the line between truth and fiction was blurry. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, the book begins, "We were somewhere around Barstow on the edge of the desert when the drugs began to take hold." He died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound in Aspen, Colorado, 2005, and as per his request, his ashes were shot from a cannon. It's the birthday of the author Elizabeth Gilbert, Waterbury, Connecticut, 1969, author of the best-selling memoir, travelogue, self-help book, Eat, Pray, Love, One Woman's Search for Everything Across Italy, India, and Indonesia. Intel was founded on this date, 1968, by Gordon Moore and Robert Noyce, who were going to name the company Moore Noyce, but that didn't sound right, so they named it Integrated Electronics, or Intel. And it's the birthday of William Makepeace Thackeray, born in Calcutta, India, 1811, author of Vanity Fair, the story of the well-born but passive Amelia Sedley, and the adventurous Becky Sharp, who said, "I think I could be a good woman if I had $5,000 a year." Here's a poem for today by Theodore Rethke, entitled Frau Baumann, Frau Schmidt, and Frau Schwartz. Gone the three ancient ladies who creaked on the greenhouse ladders, reaching up white strings to wind, the sweet pea tendrils, the smilax, nasturtiums, the climbing roses, to straighten carnations, red chrysanthemums, the stiff stems jointed like corn. They tied and tucked these nurses of nobody else. Quicker than birds, they dipped up and sifted the dirt. They sprinkled and shook. They stood astride pipes, their skirts billowing out wide into tents, their hands twinkling with wet. Like witches, they flew along rows, keeping creation at ease. With a tendril for needle, they sewed up the air with a stem. They teased out the seed that the cold kept asleep. All the coils, loops, and whorls, they trellised the sun. They plotted for more than themselves. I remember how they picked me up, a spindly kid, pinching and poking my thin ribs till I lay in their laps, laughing, weak as a whiffet. Now, when I'm alone and cold in my bed, they still hover over me, these ancient, leathery crones with their bandanas stiffened with sweat and their thorn-bitten wrists and their snuff-laden breath blowing lightly over me in my first sleep. A poem by Theodore Rethke, Frau Baumann, Frau Schmidt, and Frau Schwartz. From the collected poems of Theodore Rethke, published by Doubleday and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone, subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.